So we're learning Masechtas Nida Daf Chav Gimel Amar Aleph, and we are starting three lines from the top of Chav Gimel Amar Aleph. Rav Acha Berei de Rava Masti La Meshmei de Rava Lozal Kula. The Gemara before had some klolim about the Gzeres Shavas. You know, if Gzeres Shavas is extra, the words are extra, they're not extra. The words are extra, it's called a mufna. And the Gemara here is going to change the klolis slightly. The Gemara says like this: Kol gzeres shava she'ina mufna kol ikar. Any gzeres shava that's not mufna at all, it means the two words using for the gzeres shava are not extra. Then lemeidim umeshivim. You can learn out, and you have a kash on it. You can make the limud, and you could have pirchas on it. The Gemara before said that if it's not mufna, you can't make gzeres shava at all. But now the Gemara is changing this prat and saying that even though they're both not mufna, you still can make the gzeres shava, but l'kuliyama meshivim, you can have a pircha. Mufna mitzad echad. If it's mufna, only one of the words are mufna, one of the words are extra, and you're using that word for gzeres shava. The Rabbi Shmuel made the main meshivim. According to Rabbi Shmuel, it holds you can make the gzeres shava and there's no pircha, you're not allowed to ask a pircha. The Rabbi Shmuel made the meshivim, you can still ask a pircha. Mufna meshneid stardim. If it's both words are extra and using the gzeres shava, you can make a limud from one to another, and there is no pircha. You can't ask a pircha since they're both extra. Basically, it's like a first in the pasuk. Then you can't ask any pircha. So now, in this version, it comes out that not mufna and mufna mitzad echad, according to Rabban, are exact same thing. So what's the difference? What's the malusa of being mufna mitzad echad? The rabbanon might ikar be mufna mitzad echad l'sheina mufna kol ikar. What's the malusa of mufna mitzad echad in contrast to ena mufna kol ikar? Nafkamina is heichid mishkachas la mufna mitzad echad. If you have gzeres shava, that's mufna mitzad echad. And v'sheina mufna kol ikar. You have a different gzeres shava you can make. That's not mufna at all. Neither one has a pircha. Shavkinon she'ena mufna kol ikar. You leave the gzer shava that's not mufna at all. V'gamrina mufna mitzad echad. And you learn out from the gzer shava that's mufna from one side.
What's the difference?
One is mufna from one side. If they're two different things. If they're two different things, let's say one's a fish and one's a behemoth. So you learn out the behemoth, not the fish. Yeah. So Akapanim, that's what comes out here. And so it comes out, just to recap, that Rameyer said, according to this man, the Yom HaTerhud HaMashmul, says that Rameyer learned out behemoth chayev ha'oiv, yitzira from Adam. Just like Adam is called a leida, a behemoth chayev ha'oiv is called a leida also. And Lamayis Gemara comes out that it's mufna m'shnei stadim. And therefore you cannot ask the pircha. V'alchamai pircha yikah, what would have been the pircha here? The pircha would be is that you can learn out behemoth from Adam that's Tumas Leida, because maybe Dafka Adam who's Metame Mechaim, who can become Tame Mechaim, an Adam that touches a Sheretz or touches a different type of Tumah, the halacha is that he is Tame, therefore maybe he could make Tumas Leida. Mashaykh and a behemoth is no Tumas Leida, Kamash Long Zereshava, not like that, then there's no pircha, can't say pircha. But by a fish, which is Vayivra, and there, it's only mufna mitzad echad. So there, you have the pircha mal adam shekem etam mechayim. Therefore, you don't learn out fish from this gzeres shava. You only learn out behem mechayev aif. So Gemara is going to continue with this machlokes in our Mishnah that we have. The Rameya holds behem mechayev aif is called a leida. If the isha gives birth to a behem mechayev aif, the loch is it's called a leida. And according to the Rabbanon, it's not called a leida. Zok to Gemara v'chein om rav chia ba abam v'yechanon. Rav Chiya ba'Abba Amirechon is the same thing like Rav Yehuda Amishmuel, that what's Peshad in Rameya, at the time of the Rameya, Hoyel v'nemer by Yitzirik Adam. Since it says Vayitzer by Adam and it says Vayitzer by Behema, therefore they both have a din leida. Amle Rav Ami, so Rav Ami had a kashom, El Amiyata, Hamapeles Dumus Har, Imoy Tmei Leida. It comes out, you tell me that if a Isha miscarries a mountain, the mother will be Tamei? Tomeleida, Shunema, it says in the Pasuk, Yine Yoitza Harim by a Ruach. The Pasuk says, Aloshin Yitzira by Harim. So learn out that just like Adam makes Tomas Leida, a mountain should make Tomas Leida also. It says Yoitza Harim. Created Yoitza. That was his kasha. Amalei, harm hikam apeles. It's not possible for a isha to maple a mountain. Even hikam apeles, she can maple like something looks like a stone. And a hu gush akri, it's not called a mountain, it's called a gush. So there's no pasuk by a gush that says yoitzer, so it's not a kasha, So yeah, not a kasha. Elam yata apeles ruach, if she gives, she miscarries a ruach, some ear, teima tmei leido, hovenema bria ka adam. It says bria there, the chsiv, Ubayre ruach. It says, "Allah shenu ubayre ruach." In the same pasuk, v'chitem aloy mufna. Maybe you could tell me it's not extra, just like we say by fish. That by yivra, deer is not extra. So he also makes that extra. When the havel michtel yoytzahar and veruach, k'siv ubayre ruach, shemayim no lafnui. It is extra because you could have just said yoytzahar and veruach. Why is the extra word ubayre ruach? So it is extra. So the kasha of the gemara is that if an isha is mapil a ruach, she should be tummy later. Why? Because it says Lashon Bayre there. A Malay, Donin Vatairam Divrei Torah, Vein Donim Divrei Torah Divrei Kabbalah. The answer that you don't learn out from Divrei, you make a Xer Shava, Vatairam from Vatairam, from the Torah to the Torah. From the Torah to Nach, to Nevi'im V'Ksuvim, you don't make a Xer Shava. And this Pasuk, Ki Hine Yitzarim Vayre Ruach, is a Pasuk in Amos, in Treyasa, and therefore, you cannot learn out from there anything.
In the forest, you could do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Gemara, saying, if you learn Baba Kama, you can see the idea of Baba Kama. But yeah. So the Gemara. So that's one pshat in Ramea. Pshat Ramea is you learn out Yitzira, Yitzira from Adam. Learn out Behema from Adam, Yitzira, Yitzira. Rabba Baba Chana Rabbeinon. High new time with Rameya, a new reason for Rameya. We're going to have altogether three reasons. A different reason for Rameya. Hoyel ve'ineim doimeis kashal adam. You know why behema chai va'oif have a leida, tumas leida? Because their eyes are similar to humans. It means that the eyes are round, similar to humans. And Rashi says, fish, the eyes are not round. And it's a little kasha to Matzias, because Matzias is that the eyeballs of a fish are also round, but that's a kapanim the Gemara holds. That the eyes of a behema chayav oif is similar to human, not fish. In Cain, if a isha is mapel, someone looks like a snake, she should be tar leida. Why? Because their eyeballs are round like Adam. So you can tell, you know, echnami. A nachash is part of behema chayav oif, it's part of a chaya. What's the problem? So the Gemara says, no. Bechitei mahakinami, then list the nachash. If it's hakinami, the one didn't say nachash. So the Gemara, no. It is included. Why didn't it say nachash? You tell your nachash, havamina, but nachash would plead Rabban al the Rameya. We think only by nachash does the Rabban augur Rameya, but the other things he agrees. Havamina, but nachash would plead Rabban al the Rameya, like sibbe yitzira, because it doesn't say yitzira by nachash. Avahem achai va'oif, like pligi. You would think he doesn't argue. So, therefore, it really Nachash is included in Behema. Why didn't the Mishnah say it? Because then you would mistakenly think that Rabbanan only argue on Nachash. We're saying over here that the Behemoths have round eyes, and that's why it's similar to Adam. It says it's a mum. It says that if an animal has a round eye, it's a mum. As Shigalgal Eina Ogukusha Adam. This is one of the lists of mumen in Masechtas Becharis. It says, "As for Galga, in the Adam, Adam, if the eye is round like Adam, so you see that it's a mum." So here we're saying that every behemah has a round eye. Like that is a normal is the black of the eye. That's normal. That's the eyeball, but the setting where the eye sits by an animal is not round. And if it's round, then that's a mum. So it comes out, at the end of the pshat, that this pshat Ramei is because the eyes are round like Adam, that's what makes it tumas leida. Let's go to the third pshat. Rabbi Yana, I'm having time with Ramei, Ohel v'neim holchos ufneim kashal Adam. You know why it has tumas leida by behema and achaya and oif? The reason is because the eyes are in front of the face like a person. A fish, the eyes are on the side. By a behema, the eyes are in the front. They're on the front of the face, not on the side of the face. By a bird, also the eyes on the side. And that's one of the things that are tame. If the vart is that makes it tumas leida is the eyes on the front, so how do you include oif? Oif for the eyes on the side. So the Gemara, on Abaya, you're right. You know what? Not every single oif is tumas leida. Only two type of oifis. Bikara v'kifufa. These are type of owls. By an owl, there, it's tame leida. Why? Because by owl, even an owl is a bird, the eyes are in the front, like a person. Break the Gemara. V'shar oifis loira meya was not matam about the oifis. I'm asking a kasha on that. Meis ve'rochinina ben atignis or the girses rochinina ben gamliel. Oimer nirin divir meya behema v'chaya. I agree to Rameya by behema v'chaya. That's called a leida. But divir chachamim by oifis, and I agree to the chachamim by oifis that it's not a leida. My oifis ilay mebekarya v'kufufa. If it's talking about an owl, my shtam behema v'chaya the name halachas of neiam kasha adam karav kufufa nami. If it's talking about an owl, so why does Rabbi Chanina only agree to behema v'chaya not to oifis? They're both the same. These two oifis that they have the eyes in the front. Ela pshita. What he means to say is that the b'shar oifis. He means to say I pass like Rameya by behema v'chaya and those two birds. By other oifis I pass like a chomim. So you see Rameya argues because he passed like a chomim means Rameya argues. Nachlal. The Rameya Palag with Shara Oifas. That means Rameya holds by Shara Oifas is Taka Leida. And that's why he has to say, I hold like the Rabbana. So Gemara answers, no. And the Gemara, Chasuri Mechser of Achikitani. Rachinim and Gamil Oimer Nirin Dibri Rameya Behema Vachaya. Who are Dinle Kara Vekufa. I hold like Rameya Behema Vachaya and by the owls. The Dibri Chacham with Shara Oifas, which means like this. Sha'af Rameya Linecha Le'mam El Vekara Vekufa. Even Rameya agrees to the Chachamim by other oifos that there's no tumas leida. And Mashar oifos moidu luhu. Mashar oifos, he is moida. So coming out of Fizah, this third pshat in Rameya is that Einayim holchos of Neim, that's what makes tumas leida, therefore all animals are tumas leida. And when it says oifos of tumas leida, only means two type of oifos. It means the owls, not every other oif. Every other oif taka does not have tumas leida. Vatanya. The Gemara first says Vatanya, I'll bring your raya to this side. Vatanya like Ben Mechusa. Vatanya, Omrav Loz Rab Tzadoik, Hamapelas Min Behema Vachaya. If an Isha is Mapel, a Behema Vachaya, Divri Rameyer Vlad. Coined Rameyer, it's a Vlad, and it's Tumas Leida. Divri Chomim ain't a Vlad, it's no Tumas Leida. Uva Oifais, and Oifais Tibadik, you check it out to see what type of bird it is. Levant Tibadik, who are you checking it out for? Lava the Rameya. Do all my kirik fufa in Sharifa's life. So it's the first Raya to this Pshat in Rameya. That's only these two birds because it says that when she's mapped up Hemachaya, Fir Rameya is Tameya and Chamma not Tameya. He says, well, if it's a check it. So it means, who are you checking for? Chacham even hold Behemoth and not a Vlad. So it must be a checking according to Rameya. And it says, you check according to Rameya to see what it is. So it must be Rameya doesn't hold of every single oif. Is matama because whilst we were checking it, so it must be even Rameya is not across the board that oifas a tumah leida. So it's a raya to this pshat that only two oifas is the one Rameya holds tumah leida. So Gemara says no, it's not a raya. I'll tell you a different pshat in the brisa. The problem was you can't say the brisa according to Rabbanim because Rabbanim hold even behemah chaya is no vlad. You don't check the oifas, but Gemara doesn't say not like that. Amar Rav Acha Rav Ika loy tibadik even the Rabbanim the amri. Karya v'kvufa in Sharaf Isloy. The Gemara's been mechadish that the Rabbanon will agree that by these birds, the owl, it will be a lady even according to Rabbanon. U'mayishto karya v'kvufa in behem v'chaya. How can it be better than behem v'chaya? They all hold even behem v'chaya is not, even though the eyes are in front, behem v'chaya is not a lady. So how can these owls be better than behem v'chaya? The Gemara says, Hoyl v'yesh lehen listois ka'odam. The reason is because their face is the most similar to a person, even more than a behemoth v'chaya. Why? Because the owl's face is flat. Even a behemoth has the eyes in front. It starts with the chaytim, with the snout, and then it goes backwards. You know, horizontally back. That's how the jaws are shaped in that way that it goes like sideways. It's like long. You know, it's not straight up, not flat. But by a person and an owl, it's flat. So it's owl is even more similar than a behemah chaya. And therefore, according to this man, the Yama, the Rabbanu will agree that there is a oif that's tumas leida. I'm a little thing. If you're a Rabbanu, be a case that will be tumas leida, even according to Rabbanu, and that's by Kari of the Kipufa. That's this man, the Yama. So it comes out, we have three pshatim Rameir, and in the Rabbanu, there's two pshatim Lamaisa. Either Rabbanu argue across the board, they don't hold at all, anything, or they agree by Kari of the Kufa, maybe there, it's just think it's Thomas Leida. According to Rameir, the holds that if a Isha gives birth to a Behema, it's a Vlad, and Halacha is, has Thomas Leida, what happens if Kibuba via Kedushin Mahu? Let's say the baby was a Nekeva, and the father was Makaba Kedushin for her. What's the Halacha? So my nafkmino, what's the difference? You know, this baby, when it's born, it's going to die anyway. It's a behema. My nafkmino. The tzuri v'achaisa. Nafkmino is to be usher in her sister. Because let's say you accept the kedushin from Ruvain for the uba. Now, the behema is born, and now Ruvain wants to marry the sister. The sister over here. He can't marry a sister because he's already engaged to the sister. He's already has a kedushin to the sister. That was the shayla he asked him. Rav Yirmi asked Rav Zera. Rav Zera is a very serious person, by the way. Rav Zera is very serious. But Rav Yirmi asks Rav Zera is kasha. So the Mara says, "Lameimer the chaya." He asked me the question. It has to be that the behema lives. This behema that's born, because if not, achois ishto is only also bechayeha. Lameimer the chaya. V'am Rav Yidom Rav leomro Rameir Elohel minim miskayim. Even Rameir holds that this behema is called leida. He holds that the reason is because the min that's born, this behema could live, even though this uber itself cannot live. But hove minoy miskayim, mashma the behema itself that's born cannot live. So how can you have a shayla about achos ishto if the behema can't live? The baby can't live. Amar b'achav Yaakov, yeah, I'd kind of be reviewing the Rav Zera dechi gichuch loy gachach. You know what's happening over here? Rav Zera wasn't asking a real shayla. He was trying to get Rav Zera to laugh because the Gemara says that Rav Zera never laughed and he was very serious because he held osl adam shimale piv schaik, and therefore, you know, Rav Yirmi was trying to make a little freilich over here, but the maisa didn't work. Rav Zera did not smile, but that was going on him because it's really not a shayla. Since the baby can't live anyway, it's not really a shayla, the whole shayla of a chayis ishtah.